We're just crazy about innovation. We've been talking about it all morning. The centrepiece will be of the Prime Minister's innovation statement will be tax breaks to help launch new startup companies. That's according to what's in the papers in terms of a leaked release. In any case, according to this plan, investors will be exempt from having to pay capital gains tax if they keep their money in a startup for at least 3 years. And the insolvency laws will be wound back to allow companies to keep trading in some circumstances if they're innovative, technology-based and so forth, and insolvent. Interesting. Luke Osborne is director of a Canberra-based startup, Reposit Power, which was founded 2 years ago to help households convert to renewable energy. Luke Osborne is speaking with political editor Alison Carabine.
Luke Osborne, thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.
The government will today announce tax breaks for Australian startups. What do you think this will mean for the startup sector? Could it be a real shot in the arm for new startups?
I think it will be. I think it's just what we need, both the cultural change the government talks about, but the material financial benefits investors can get from such a scheme. We've had a real aversion to risk in our markets, and it's been very difficult for startups to attract capital and particularly patient capital. So I think it'll make a huge difference.
So when you talk about the aversion to risk and the cultural change that this statement might represent, is that even possibly more important than the actual dollars on the table, the fact that we now have a government encouraging what could be, on some occasions, risky ventures?
Yeah, we have to accept that some of these ventures go extraordinarily well, and many of them do something that's sort of mediocre, and some of them fail. And we have to accept that full range and reward people for taking the risk. It's a risk reward equation. Culturally, we need to accept that some of them don't work out, and we need to be prepared to take these investments with our eyes open.
And that's the cultural shift that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's the culture that we see in other countries, particularly the US, which is well known for this. We need to foster more of that here, and we can't just keep putting our money into mining ventures. We need to move the economy forward, and innovation is really the only way of making your economy sustainable in the long term.
Now, there are a lot of very keen and innovative young businessmen and women out there trying to start up their own ventures, but how difficult is it to do in this country without the extra help from the government? Now, you cite the example of the United States. How do we compare with other countries when it comes to supporting startups?
Well, I don't have any statistics for you, but I certainly see there's a big difference, and we've seen so many of our good companies being forced to move to the US so they can access venture capital. And that's real evidence that the venture market has really struggled. We haven't accepted the fact that some investments do fail, and that's where we have had venture funds that have quickly been on the nose with super funds and so forth, have been unwilling to invest in them. So I think we have lagged in this in the past.
Well, your startup is Reposit Power in the ACT. It's been described as a plucky Aussie game-changing software startup. That's quite a wrap. What does it actually do?
Essentially what we're doing is allowing homes with solar panels and batteries, which are just coming into the market, to behave like power stations, so compete with fossil fuel generators and access wholesale electricity markets, which homes have been locked out of in the past.
And what struggles did Reposit Power face when it launched in 2013? How difficult was it to encourage investors to take a punt on Reposit Power?
Well, there was a period of going around pitching to a lot of venture capitalists and getting either ridiculously low valuations or outright rejection. The company was very lucky that it was able to access money from Commercialisation Australia, which has now been wound back, and I welcome the government reversing that defunding of innovation. And we were able also to find an angel investor, and I think about him, and for me, he's a bit of a hero, he's put a lot of money into our company and helped us grow and supported us as we've promoted and grown and built the technology. So I think about him and I think if he can get a tax break, that's wonderful. He's exactly the sort of person we should be helping in our economy.
And what is an angel investor?
An angel investor is typically an individual who backs a startup company. So as opposed to a venture fund, which is a formal fund, which might be using money that ultimately comes from superannuation funds and the like, an angel investor is just someone who's typically done well in their own career and built up some money and wants to put something back.
And I'm struggling to find a concise definition of a startup company. What would you say a startup is, and how is it any different from just a normal company starting out?
Typically, we associate them with innovation in the sense of trying to do something new or solve a problem a new way. Often that involves technology in the modern world. There's something about taking a risk, I suspect, but that'll be one of the interesting things, I think, in the policy is what is a startup and what qualifies, and we should make sure that it isn't things that would be business as usual or big businesses starting up arms just to get some of this funding. So I think that'll be one of the hard things about this.
Luke Osborne, good luck with your startup and good luck with the risk you're taking. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Alison.
And Luke Osborne is from Reposit Power. And the Prime Minister will launch the innovation statement at the CSIRO lunchtime today.